wind whips through palm trees near Spain's Mediterranean coast. This community, Al-Fafar, was built in the 1960s for timber factory workers. Tidy little identical apartments. But now that industry has collapsed. More than 40% of locals are out of work. A quarter of homes are vacant. Apartments that sold for 100,000 euros decades ago go for 20,000 now. The sound of a Spanish guitar echoes through an abandoned building at the center of town, a music lesson for the unemployed. It's just one example of how locals are using their free time and space creatively. And it's that spirit that two young Spanish architects believe makes this neighborhood an ideal place for co-housing, sharing space and resources.
Like upcycling the neighborhood, connecting the existing resources to make them work. Like, for example, all this working force that is unemployed, all these empty spaces that are without use, all these elderly people that need some help, all these natural resources that are not being taken care of, and like making a project for all of these things to make it work. Mm-hmm. I would see it that way.
Maria García Méndez and her architecture partner, Gonzalo Navarrete, won a UN Habitat competition to revitalize urban mass housing. They're architects in their 20s, working in a city, Valencia, that's famous for soaring space-age designs of museums and other public infrastructure, which have bankrupted the local government. In contrast, Maria and Gonzalo's award-winning proposal is a humble plan to revamp about 7,000 apartments in this working-class area by allowing residents to share space, trade rooms, share kitchens, and in the process,
try to redefine the limit between public and private, so the way you walk on your street and where your house and your private space finished or starts.
I think as simple as creating a new door, having a room with two doors, can give like enormous flexibility so that this same room can be used by one or another depending on the need.
Their plan also has a time bank element, trading space for services, Maria says.
An 80-year-old person who needs some help, like once a week or twice a week, and a family with three children that doesn't get enough income. So maybe one of the low-income family can help the elderly person once a week and get, in exchange, one room. So it's like an exchange system, so every house can gain or give out some space, and that can change with time, like.
The architects plan to sit down with residents this spring in a series of workshops to sketch out how these buildings can adapt to different families' needs. They can add doors, retractable walls, shared offices, and roof gardens. Maria and Gonzalo got this idea on a study trip to rural India, watching how a poor family would enlarge their thatched hut for new children and share cooking areas with neighbors. The architects think that system can work in the first world as well. Over a traditional paella meal, residents of this neighborhood discuss the plan. They have questions. How would the value of your home change with the addition or subtraction of a room? But they say they're thrilled with the idea. Most have been living side by side for decades. They're not strangers.
Y tengo 33 años. ¿Mentiroso? 35 años, 35. ¿Qué pasa? Que no.
Nacho Campillo and Patricia Patri Sanchez are a couple in their early 30s. They live in Patri's grandmother's old apartment. She died a few years ago. The flat hasn't been renovated since the 1960s. The young couple wants to stay in the neighborhood. Patri spent her childhood here and loves it. But they need more space. They have a small two-bedroom on the fourth floor with no elevator. And Patri is 3 months pregnant.
Bajar a un bajo a vivir.
Patri says she might not make it up four flights of stairs when she's 9 months pregnant. And Nacho says, what about the baby stroller, lugging that up the stairs? But co-housing may help. The couple may borrow a ground floor bedroom from a neighbor for the last few months of Patri's pregnancy, or for stroller storage once the baby arrives. Their second bedroom is a home office, but the addition of a shared co-working hub in the apartment complex would free up space for a nursery. People in working-class Al-Fafar aren't used to award-winning architects taking an interest in their town, or foreign journalists either. The local mayor, Juan Ramon Adsuara, is bewildered by all the attention, but proud his town has been chosen by the architects and awarded the UN prize.
No solamente proyecto arquitectura, sino que están probando fusionar.
It's not just an architecture project. It's a fusion of architecture and rehabilitation. It's social policy. Architecture is not just for big star projects like museums. It's for the slums around them, too.
The big question, though, is how to pay for all of this. The UN award comes with fame, but no funding. The mayor says the town hall is struggling to pay for basic services, let alone a progressive architecture revamp.
Luego pagar también a los proveedores de la administración, pagar el servicio de limpieza, el servicio de recogida de...
I need to make payroll for municipal employees, the cleaning staff, the garbage collectors, etc. But our economy is improving. We need to think about what model we want for our town's future. And that's where this project comes in.
There's no price tag for this plan. It's adaptable based on what residents want. The mayor is applying for funding from the European Union, and the architects plan to launch a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. Residents have volunteered to do some of the renovation work themselves. Among them all, they're determined to change this neighborhood for the better. Lauren Freyer, DW in Al-Fafar, Valencia, Spain.